I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. Vermont health officials report 81 new COVID-19 infections today. The counties that saw the most cases were Chittenden with 21 new infections, Washington County with 15, and Orange County with 10. 20 people are currently hospitalized with COVID-19. That includes 5 people who are in intensive care units. As of today, more than 3,800 people in Vermont have contracted COVID-19 since the pandemic began. It now appears unlikely that Senator Bernie Sanders will be joining the cabinet of President-elect Joe Biden. Sanders has said that he would like to serve as the new Secretary of Labor, and a number of progressive Democrats have been lobbying for his appointment. Biden told NBC News that he needs progressive leaders like Sanders to stay in the Senate to help pass the administration's agenda.
One thing is really critical. Taking someone out of the Senate, taking someone out of the House, particularly a person of consequence, is a really difficult decision that have to be made. I have a very ambitious, very progressive agenda, and it's going to take really strong leaders in the House and Senate to get it done.
Biden is expected to name more cabinet members sometime next week. Vermont lawmakers have approved a new secure juvenile treatment center to replace the aging Woodside facility in Essex. NBC 5 reports the Legislative Joint Fiscal Committee voted unanimously in support of a new facility that's to be located in Wells River and operated by a new Vermont contractor. It's set to open in October 2021. The forecast tonight, cloudy with a rising chance of rain or mixed precipitation, temperatures mostly in the 30s. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.